Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 162 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. Well, I often find that thinking about things other than photography ends up having me think about things that have something to do with photography, and this episode of Camera Position is no exception. And I wanted to talk today a little bit about the art of driving and the art of photography and see if we can find any parallels between the two. Now, in addition to being a photography guy, I'm also a car guy. I've always been a car guy. Since I was a little kid, I was a car guy, and I have continued to be interested in cars and automobile stuff for a long time as an adult. And long ago in my past, I used to do some sort of lightweight competitive driving. I was involved in a couple of different car clubs, and we did some competitive driving on small racetracks or something called autocross, where you'd compete in a parking lot, driving your car as fast as you could around cones. And through that, and through being a member of the Mazda Miata Club, I met this great guy named John Gobi. And John and I had kind of lost touch for many years, and recently we got together and went out to have a bite to eat and a couple of beers, and we were sitting there talking about cars, and intriguingly, John has also become interested in photography. Always had an interest in photography, but like many people, the digital photography era has brought him back into the fold, and he's still involved in cars, much more so than I am, and still competes and does instruction in driving schools and so forth. And so obviously we had a lot to talk about, not only catching up on our long-lost friendship, but also our common interests of driving and photography. So as we're talking about driving, John said something about, you know, we were talking about the idea of how fast you approach a corner and where you decide to start to slow the car down. And on racetracks, you'll find at the edge of the racetrack some little braking markers or other indicators that help you figure out when to start applying the brakes so that you can slow down enough to go around the corner. And John said something that I found really intriguing. And what he said was that you really have to depend on your peripheral vision to help you figure out where it is that you're going to start braking and where it is that you're going to start turning as the car goes around the corner. And obviously your objective in this is to go around the corner as quickly as possible without losing too much straight line speed to be able to maximize the efficiency of the car going around the racetrack. So, you know, again, he said, you know, you got to use your peripheral vision to figure out where to start braking and where to start turning the car. And I just found that to be really, really interesting because obviously, in driving, it's really important, and you know, certainly, even if any of you who are listening are have never been involved in any kind of competitive driving experience, all of you probably drive a car or have driven a car at some point, and you realize that you actually do use that peripheral vision when you turn into a parking lot or into a driveway or make any kind of a judgment call in driving, changing lanes. Even you're using your peripheral vision. And what I found really interesting as I started to think about this idea more and more was that we use our peripheral vision a lot in photography. And it's really kind of an interesting thing because, first of all, when we look through our viewfinders in our cameras, we're sort of, you know, taking that peripheral vision out of the equation, right? We're minimizing our field of view by putting a box around it, putting a frame around what it is that our field of view takes in with the naked eye. But before we have raised our camera to the eye, we have started to think about what it is that's outside the frame that we're about to put around that scene. And we begin to recognize the elements that are at the edges of the frame and begin to think about the way those edges of the frame can impact how our photograph looks and the story our photograph tells. So we're constantly using our peripheral vision in photography, even though we're concentrating on the framed image. And I just really continued to think about that, thought about it on the way back from my dinner out with John, and I thought about it in subsequent days, and I thought I'd just bring this up to the listeners of Camera Position here and sort of think about the idea that when we photograph, we are, in fact, using our peripheral vision. We're looking at the edges of things, and we're thinking about what's outside of the frame that we're drawing around our subject. And we should be aware of that material and aware of how that material can impact the photographs that we're making. Moreover, I think we also can often find at the edges of our field of view things that are equally interesting to the things that we're concentrating our view on. So as you photograph, and maybe even as you drive, start thinking about the way in which your periphery, the vision, that the very edges of your visual consciousness begins to impact what it is that you see in the viewfinder of your camera, and how it is that that viewfinder begins to alter the way in which you make photographs. So thanks for being here, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography.